The flooding rain from ex-cyclone Oswald has created a major problem for the mining industry in Queensland. As we know, there have been record falls across much of central Queensland, and around 20 mines are now discharging water into local rivers. The latest rains have exacerbated an already serious environmental problem of contaminated water lying in the state's mine sites. From Brisbane, Cathy Van Extel reports.
Going into this summer's wet season, it was estimated there was the equivalent of half a Sydney harbour's worth of so-called legacy water, which has accumulated in mine pits, especially in the northern Bowen Basin region, since 2008. The impacts are still unfolding, but the recent record rainfall from ex-cyclone Oswald has potentially made a big problem bigger.
In the coal industry, there's no doubt that many mines have received rainfall in the order of 200 to 250 millimetres of water. And unfortunately for some mines, they've probably added to their unwanted excess water problem.
Around 20 coal mines are currently releasing water into local rivers with permission from the Queensland Government. According to the Resources Council, those releases will probably negate the most recent rainfall, but won't reduce the legacy water. There's also an uncontrolled release of water from one of the most toxic disused mines in Queensland, Mount Morgan. The former gold mine, 40 kilometres south of Rockhampton, is situated on the Dee River. It closed in 1981 and is being managed by the Queensland Government. Michael McCabe, the coordinator of the Capricorn Conservation Council, says it contains highly acidic water.
Well, some have compared the acidity of that water to close to battery acid.
About 700 millimetres of rain has fallen over the Mount Morgan mine site since last Wednesday. As a result, the water level in the mine open cut pit has been overflowing since Saturday morning at a rate of about 60 megalitres a day. The state government says strong natural flows in the Dee River have achieved significant dilution of untreated water entering the river, minimising potential downstream impacts. But Michael McCabe says it highlights an ongoing problem.
The rate at which we treat this water in these legacy mines, 40 years since it closed, is not good enough, and events like we've just seen are likely to exceed the capacity of our holding systems and our capacity to stop these uncontrolled discharges.
While there are strict environmental conditions imposed on the mining companies for the controlled release of water collected on their sites, the LNP has allowed a pilot release of water outside those usual conditions from four BHP Mitsubishi Alliance mines into the Fitzroy River catchment. Thanks to ex-cyclone Oswald, that trial started last Friday. Michael Roach from the Queensland Resources Council.
This pilot that is applying initially in the Isaacs River to four mines will allow more saline water to be discharged, provided that there is sufficient flow in the rivers to dilute that salinity very quickly.
But there's a lot of community, landholder and environmental concern about this pilot. The Fitzroy Basin is Australia's second largest coastal draining catchment. In 2008, local water supplies from three rivers all the way to Rockhampton were contaminated when the then Labor government allowed a massive release from the severely flooded Ensham mine. Ian Burnett is the general manager of AgForce.
It's the lifeblood for quite a few communities in central Queensland, and also there's irrigation, there's stock and domestic all the way down to Rockhampton and beyond. So it is a significant river system for that region.
AgForce has raised its concerns with the Queensland government, and Ian Burnett says he's not confident in the processes that have been put in place to protect the waterways. He says landholders in the region will be watching the pilot closely.
Confidence, probably not a lot, but we're willing to be part of it and monitor it closely, and we'll have members who are going to be very close to where these releases are in the pilots, and we'll certainly keep the government informed as we get information from those members.
The government says the water releases will happen in a very controlled environment and will be closely monitored. But Michael McCabe is concerned about the accuracy of monitoring.
One of the questions we've got, and we haven't got an answer yet, is whether or not the data is available, given we've had a lot of communication gaps in central Queensland. In the past, we've often become aware that a lot of gauging stations for water quality and flow can be submerged in record flow events. We've got a meeting with the Fitzroy Water Quality Advisory Group coming up in a week or so time, where we'll have many questions and debates about how much new water arrived in the mines, how much was discharged. And the big question, which we never quite get a good answer on, is what are the ecological impacts?
Michael Roach from the Resources Council says lessons have been learnt from the past.
One of the biggest problems we had in 2008 was that the water discharges were allowed to occur well into the dry season. This won't happen this time. We've learnt the lessons of 2008. What happened in 2008 was with the approval of the regulator, but the thinking and the science has improved a lot since then.
Environment groups are also worried about the potential for further contamination of the Fitzroy Basin. Nigel Perratt is from the Queensland Conservation Council.
We haven't seen the science, and you know, as with everything, you know, we're wanting to see the detail, and particularly looking at not only the salt that's in this water, but the other contaminant. So with the length of time that this water, which is now described as legacy water, has been in some of those coal mines, it's been exposed to a whole range of other toxic contaminants, such as heavy metals, radionuclides, and other toxic elements.
The Resources Council dismisses this, saying salinity is the major concern. Both AgForce and the Queensland Conservation Council, however, believe mining companies should be treating the legacy water before releasing it into the environment.
Given the amount of other contaminants that are likely to be in that water, we really don't see that it's necessary to risk, you know, the potential environmental impacts, nor the risking town water supplies, when coal mines can well and truly afford to treat that water using reverse osmosis technology.
That's Nigel Perratt from the Queensland Conservation Council, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel.